This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are tuning in to Downshift's Daily News Bits. Chatting with me today is Jennifer Pepler-Quinn, Dylan Elston, Alex Speck, who are speaking about their new initiative, Keb Taxi, here in Brome Lake, which was officially up and running at the beginning of September. Please start off by telling our listeners a little bit about yourselves. Please feel free to introduce yourselves to the community and how you got to this point in starting this business, essentially.
My name is Jennifer, and I met these young men when they were young boys and asked them what their dream was. And slowly over months, they formulated it and let me know. And I said, when you're older, when you're 25, you'll be old enough to drive a taxi. And if you still want to do it, I'll help you. And this year, they both turned 25.
Oh, awesome. Do you want to speak a little bit about yourselves, Dylan and Alex, and just introduce, you know, how you've got to this place and how Keb Taxi came to be?
We always knew we wanted to do something driving wise, because like since the time we got our license, like, oh cool, we can drive now. But like Dylan and I have been friends for like 13-14 years, been a long time, and we've always, when it comes to imagination, we've always been intertwined, like just there. It's just one of those relationships, when it's connected, it's connected. That's one of the things I'm grateful for Dylan, because like how often do you get friendships like that?
Maybe, Dylan, you can answer this question. Like, what encouraged you to start Keb Taxi? Like, why this type of business in particular? Alex, you mentioned that you both enjoy driving, but did you see, like, a need in the community as well? What really drove you to start something like this?
Well, it started off when I was in school, obviously, when I met Jen, and I used to go to her house often for youth group. Okay. And I always watched her driving, and I always, pretended to drive. It was kind of fun at the time. And ever since then, I just wanted to drive. I wanted to explore and just get to know the communities.
I guess with this little youth group, we pick up the children all over the region. So they kind of got a sense of a bigger area than where they had grown up. So it was exciting to spend those hours together and to dream and say, could we do that? We could do this. We could do that.
Yeah. And public transportation is like a really big topic right now here in the area too, because there isn't much of it. So is this something else that kind of gave you the idea to start something like this?
Well, I mean, it was more Jen that came up with it. We just wanted to drive. We didn't care what we did as long as there was a steering wheel.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Now, can you tell our listeners a little bit about what areas you serve and how people can access those services?
Well, mainly it's like Knowlton, Black Brougham, and anywhere that doesn't have it.
Okay.
But more around this area.
Okay.
What's better if they call, for sure, but okay. They can always go on our Facebook page. And the number's there. You can leave an email, whatever, but we prefer if people call, because then we can give them everything right there and then.
Okay. And when people, like, want your services, how far is your range? Like, how far do you drive them? Like, is it just within the Brome Lake area?
We pretty much go anywhere.
Okay.
As long as we're picking up within our area, we can go to the airport, we can go to Council, Granby.
Okay. So really just around the Eastern Townships.
Yeah.
Awesome. Now, something that I was interested in is, how did you come up with this name? I know that there's a very significant background story there.
Well, that's a story. That's a story, because, like, that was, like, I would say about 4 or 5 years ago. Me and Dylan, like I said, friendship's hard to find. He was at my house at the time. He was actually one of my roommates, and we were just in, I call it the game room, because that's where I was gaming and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then after getting off the phone with Jen, she's like, well, we need a company name, so you guys need to brainstorm. So, okay, Dylan, you got some work to do. And we were just throwing it back and forth. I was like, well, why don't we just use our initials? You know, we live in Quebec, and it lines up, so what do you think? And then Dylan's like, hold on, let me call Jen. Jen, what do you think about Queb? Oh, yeah. And she's like, well, what if we added a U to symbolize the people? And I was like, yeah, that's our name.
Awesome. Now, how have things been going since this has been up and running? I know that you started at the beginning of September. How have things been going so far?
since we did the Brome Fair promotion, that really helped us. We've been getting a lot of calls.
Well, me, it's different because I'm still in the learning curve of everything. Like, but it's been pretty good experience so far.
Now, what do you hope to accomplish with Keb Taxi?
Well, my dream really is to be bigger than what it is. Obviously, everyone wants to go big or go home kind of thing. So, like, if we could expand it, that would be something, like, really awesome.
Yeah. And for you, Dylan?
Well, my dream would be to help other people's dreams come true using our company.
May I ask how many, is it just you two that are driving so far, or do you have other people that you're working with?
It's the four of us. So there's Jen, myself, Alex, and Chuck.
Okay, great. And Jennifer, would you like to add anything about what you hope to accomplish with these wonderful individuals and with Keb Taxi?
Sure. What's been on my heart since I was a young girl was to break a cycle where all Canadians don't have equal opportunities, even though we claim to do that. And so to find a way to set up like a mentoring system with retired professionals and create a template where we can affect government policy on low income and welfare situations where the children just need a chance, a real chance, a helping hand to meet their dream. So that's our stepping stone with Keb Taxi.
And that's what I was going to ask you. Does Keb Taxi, let's just say someone, you know, they can't afford transportation or something like that. Do you go out of your way to ensure that these people have access to transportation?
Well, we haven't offered it for free, but our rates are very flexible. So okay. We drop it when we see that there's a need for that. Sometimes someone's partner will have to go to hospital and not be able to drive. And so they'll need a lot of drives for everything in their life, grocery, pharmacy, everything. So we'd rather have a continued business than make a ton of money from each person. Mm-hmm. So that's how we've been going forward, as you can afford it. And you get to know as you talk with people how their lives are going and if they have a shortage that would be affected if we charge them too much. But often people going to the airport, they're going on holiday, they're very, very generous and leave tips because of the mandate that we have. So it balances out and we can move forward. It's going very well. We're very blown away by the hours of driving that we have already.
Now, I wasn't sure if there was anything that either of you wanted to mention about Keb Taxi and, you know, where you hope to bring things and what you've enjoyed so far about it, maybe.
I just enjoy meeting the new people.
And there's also other experiences, like we're also helping people transport their goods and stuff. So it's like, it's more than one thing. And that's what's fun about this, because like, it's not always one thing. We can always transition into something different. That's the exciting part. It's always new.
Yeah, like you're not just bringing people from like A to B. You can transport, like you said, goods and help out businesses and stuff like that as well.
Yeah. Just scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Kind
of thing. Awesome. I wasn't sure if you wanted to add anything, Jennifer.
I'll just quickly say that. We're so grateful to this community because it's been like arriving with water on a dry sponge. So the needs that we have met already and the praises that we have for what we're doing has been phenomenal. Like we're driving 12 hours a day, probably going to Montreal, usually 2 times a day. And hospital runs and encouraging people and hearing their stories. So it's been really, I find, a remarkable kind of walk so far. And I know it's only going to increase. So our heart is to go green. So we're getting a third vehicle that's 100% electric that will go to the airport. And our local drives are done 100% electric with a little car that has less range, couldn't go to the airport. So we're pretty excited about that, too.
Great. Well, thank you all so much for speaking with us today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.